today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, the Bureau of Meteorology, Steve Hadley, was on this morning. He sent through this magnificent photo at, where was it, Trinity Beach. Now, those people who are prepared to get up early are getting a real treat at the moment. And, of course, this is because of the dust or whatever, the particles that have been 40,000 metres or whatever into the stratosphere. And they're providing these amazing sunrises and sunsets, apparently. Steve Hadley said the colourful display was a result of matter from the eruption in the Pacific Ocean making its way into the stratosphere, the level above the troposphere, where almost all weather occurs. Volcanic ash has gone very high in the sky, said, moving across with the stratospheric winds, which are easterly. It's very high above our heads. So there you've got it. Now, red, orange and purple painted the skies off the central North Queensland coast yesterday, and it's happened again this morning, apparently, for those who are prepared to get up, I presume, at about 5 a.m. Doesn't matter. I'm going to talk with Ian McLean because Ian's an expert at everything above our heads. He's the astronomer. He's Night Sky Secrets. You've heard him probably lots of times, particularly when there's a nocturnal event coming up in the sky. Hello, Ian.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. Everyone's raving. Everyone's putting pictures up, of course, everywhere on social media, but I'm looking at one at Trinity Beach this morning. What time do you have to get up, Ian, to see these wonderful sunrises?
Look, 5:30, I'd even be up a bit before that. And as you pointed out, because it's in the stratosphere, it's actually the layer of ash is above the weather. So what I noticed, because, of course, I went out and photographed it, as you do, I think it was about 5:15 in the morning, and it was before the horizon was actually getting light. It's so high in the sky that the sun's striking it before it starts to brighten the horizon. It's so high up.
Wow.
So, yeah. The sunrises themselves, the typical sunrise that, you know, lights the clouds on the horizon and that, have been not that spectacular, though the sun's been rising as a beautiful, you know, deep red orb.
Yeah.
This is happening before your typical brightening of the horizon.
Wow.
So, yeah, beautiful, like you say, purples and reds, you know, in the way that it's scattering, the ashes scattering the light,
wow,
and the whole sky. Someone said to me yesterday, it was an apocalyptic sky. It certainly had that appearance, and quite impressive skies. So
the light's hitting the ground. The light's hitting the ground before it normally would in that case.
Well, it's hitting these particles in the stratosphere.
Yeah, and then lighting up this. Well, in this case, I'm looking at the beach and the sea. So that's not being lit by the sun. It's being lit indirectly by the sun, which has come via those scatterings.
That's right, through the stratosphere. So the troposphere, the light hasn't hit the troposphere yet. It's hitting the stratosphere, which is obviously, you know, 40 kilometres up and above, and that's where all these particles are. And look, they'll going on past eruptions. They will probably go around the world a couple of times, and it's quite interesting how everything's connected, because these things have been shown before, these types of clouds, when they do settle out. You know, dust clouds from Africa, you know, creates a plankton bloom in the Pacific Ocean because it eventually settles out, and the cycle continues.
Now, don't go away. I think you said 5:15 you were up, were you, to see that beautiful colour?
Yeah, 5:15. So it is, the cloud is starting to diminish now. This morning I was up, and I was up on the Tablelands this morning, and it was a bit of low cloud up there, so a little bit harder to see. But it did stretch right across the sky. So the whole sky goes, you know, orange or orange and purple first, and then when the sunrise starts to come, that disappears, and you get your normal sunrise on the clouds. So it's almost like two separate phenomena, but so many great photos. I was able to capture a good one on the first day myself, so pretty impressive.
I presume, to be sure of success, you should be up at five, should you?
Yeah, that's right. You know, wipe the sleep out of your eyes and get your camera or your phone camera out and put the kettle on, mate. Yeah.
Anyway, and now's the best time. And don't leave it till next week because it'll be gone.
Yeah. It'll be gone. It's already starting to dissipate and the clouds sort of drifted over into the Northern Territory now. So they'll be getting their spectacular sunrises and sunsets. So, yeah, definitely worth a look. There's always something happening. And interestingly enough, people have reported the sound of the explosion, not just close by in Tonga, reported as far away as Alaska, certainly people in the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And I was lucky enough to hear it on the Tablelands as well. So as a series of loud bangs that I'd put down to fireworks, went outside, no fireworks in the sky, tracked back the time, and that's sound wave, that pressure wave has pushed right across Australia, and you can measure it. People who are into watching the weather will see it on their weather stations. They'll see a change of, between 4 and 6 hectopascals on their weather stations as that blast wave propagated through. So quite amazing.
I'm in awe. I didn't think that was possible.
It absolutely is.
You heard the noise yourself.
Yep. Yep, wow. on that evening, and then when you correlate it back to when the pressure wave moves through, it matches up. So, to quote the MythBusters, plausible.
I'm in shock. I find that so hard to believe. But then again, obviously, you wouldn't be making that up. How long would it take that to get from there, from Tonga, to the Tablelands? How long?
Well, it's many hours later. When you look at the charts of the pressure wave, which is what the blast is.
You can
see it propagating, on the closer parts of Australia around 6, and then more inland it's, 7 and then 8, and right across into Western Australia they actually measured that propagation of the pressure wave. And I mean, that's what an explosion is, it's a pressure wave. So there was some pretty dramatic footage came out of Tonga and even Fiji, 800 kilometres away, where they said their windows rattled for 30 minutes.
That is astounding. Over there. That is, and Alaska as well.
And in Alaska, there's reports of the sound in Alaska as well. That's an awful long way away.
You know, Ian, I've got to say, I've heard over the years the Battle of the Coral Sea was heard by people along the coast around Townsville, and I've always had doubts about it. I don't have those doubts anymore after what you've just said. They said they could pick up the sounds of the huge guns involved in that battle between the Americans and Australian ship as well, and the Japanese. What an astounding account.
Amazing, mate. Amazing. Let's just be grateful that it's just the sounds of volcanoes and not the guns of war.
Yes, exactly. Well. Just before you go, what's coming up in the near future? We've got to be turning our eyes skyward for.
Oh, look, the planets are still putting on a fairly nice display. We go into a little bit of abeyance at this time of year and pretty much kick off our tours and everything again around Easter. We had a few nice meteor displays over the Christmas period, very fortunately. And, of course, the comet that we had in the western sky, that was something that was quite eagerly watched. We got to see it ourselves at one point. You could see that with the naked eye. So, look, we just never know. We never know what the skies are going to throw up for us. That one was a once-in-10,000-year event. So we're keeping our eyes peeled, John.
Always fascinating, Ian. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Isn't he an interesting man? His name's Ian McLean. He's an astronomer and he's, of course, got night sky secrets. It's 11:29.